With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A weekend of chaos in L.A. As rioters face off against police and National Guardsmen in Los Angeles, the violence erupted after ICE agents enforcing federal immigration law conducted a series of raids targeting criminal illegal aliens. Cars were overturned and set ablaze, major thoroughfares blocked. There was looting, rocks, bottles, and other objects hurled at officers. President Trump defends his deployment of the National Guard.
We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
No American, but plenty of foreign flags on display amid the turmoil. And now downtown L.A. declared an unlawful assembly zone by police. Ukraine says Russia launched 479 drones overnight, the largest nighttime drone attack of the war. Filmmaker Tim Mahoney, best known for his Christian Patterns of Evidence movies, has a new film opening nationwide today called The American Miracle. It's based on a book by talk show host Michael Medved, tracing how God has guided our nation from its earliest days right through to America's upcoming 250th birthday.
I believe that as we made this film, the film became God's providence was in the making of this film. I think there's a divine inspiration in this story, and that's what I was praying for, that I could capture that, and that by pulling the whole historical story together, that it would become something that we would be able to look back on and say, thank God for this nation, and I need to be more responsible by making a film that was inspiring to others. I'm inspired to be a better American.
Tim Mahoney's new film opens today, will be in theaters today, tomorrow, Wednesday only. Theaters and tickets at AmericanMiracleMovie.com. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 39 points higher. This is SRN News. Some bad news from Cuba.
Christian Solidarity Worldwide reports that the communist government on the island nation is in the midst of a crackdown on religious freedom. Both registered churches and unregistered ones are being targeted with harassment and surveillance. There was a period after the turn of the 21st century when it appeared that Cuban authorities were going to relax the repression and leave Christians alone, but since then they've done an about-face. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court continues to enhance its reputation as a defender of religious freedom, a reputation built by its frequent unanimous decisions on the issue. Last week, liberals and conservatives joined together in finding that a Catholic charity in Wisconsin can't be required to pay unemployment taxes when other religious groups are exempt. The High Court said the state's tax decisions created an advantage for groups with a more overtly religious tone in their daily work, violation of the First Amendment. This is SRN News. Looks like somebody's zebra has gone missing in Tennessee.
The Rutherford County Sheriff says Ed is the zebra, not the sheriff, says Ed was captured Sunday in a pasture. He was airlifted by helicopter to an animal trailer. The zebra had been on the loose since the last day of May. He'd been seen running along an interstate before disappearing into the woods, and nobody seems to know where old Ed came from. Ed quickly, however, became an instant hero on the Internet. Jason Walker reporting.
Two people killed by falling trees as a line of severe storms pushed through the South over the weekend. The storms downed trees and power lines and brought heavy rainfall along with gusty winds. PowerOutage.us reporting that about 150,000 people were without power yesterday morning. Mississippi's governor said one person was killed in Lafayette County when a tree fell on a vehicle. More details at srnnews.com.